From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman reports that while the heat advisory remains in effect through 8 p.m. today for much of the Hudson Valley, relief is on the way. With several days of temperatures in the 90s, the area has had an official heat wave, with humidity levels making it seem like the temperature is in the 100s. Now, though, afternoon showers are forecast for the next several days, which should provide help. And a cool front is predicted to arrive on Friday. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting temperatures below 80s during the day this weekend and in the 50s at night. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Paul Brooks reports in the Times-Herald that Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Kingston July 2nd to announce which projects will get parts of the $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative Award. About $3.8 million of the money will go to help the Venora family build a $50 million parking garage, hotel, restaurants, other retail shops, and 132 apartments at the north end of Wall Street. Kingston was one of 10 communities to win $10 million from the state out of 100 applicants, and Hudson was another. In March, Hudson's Downtown Revitalization Initiative Committee released their list of projects they'd like to see get part of the $10 million grant from the state. Cuomo has yet to make a final announcement on which Hudson projects will be funded. You can read the full story in the Times-Herald Record. Television station WNYT in Albany reports that the town of Skodak Planning Board approved a 1 million square foot warehouse July 2nd that Amazon plans to use for distributing deliveries. The board approved the plan without an environmental impact study. The town board needs to approve a water and sewer extension before construction can proceed in the southern Rensselaer County town. Amazon says it will employ 800 people full-time when the building opens in the fall of 2019. Not everyone at the planning board meeting was in favor of the project. Skodak resident Jen Williams said, and I quote, "So what happens when Amazon comes up with some magic robot or whatever else, moves somewhere else, and I've got a 1 million square foot building next door? It's going to be subdivided with God knows what goes in there. What environmental impact is that going to have? And it still sits on the aquifer that charges my wells as well as the town," end quote. Read the full story at the WNYT website. David Lombardo is reporting for the Albany Times-Union that New York State Senate passed a bill this year allowing drivers to take their hands off the steering wheel when using automatic parking features. The State Assembly, however, has not taken up the bill or any other concerning self-driving cars. A new report from the state says that at least two companies tested self-driving cars in New York in the past year. Joe Robats, the Senate Transportation Committee chair, says vehicles are currently being sold and used in the state with the automatic parking feature. Senator Jim Seward, a central New York Republican and chair of the Senate Insurance Committee, says he will try and update the state's insurance laws in the next legislative session in regard to autonomous vehicles. And you can read the full story in the Times-Union. That wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.